Chapter 5. We rode hard the next few miles. Ahead, a small village was smoking and in tatters. Men labored. Children scurried back and forth, and some cried. It must have happened days ago. Beyond the village, the smoke was coming from somewhere else.
By Guzan,
Brynwar said.
Who'd do such a thing?
Who or what?
Bezog said, pulling a spyglass from his robes. I hopped off my horse. Sasha followed me down into the disaster-struck village. The charred remains of houses and storefronts still smoldered. The farmers, tanners, bakers, herders, and blacksmiths were dirty and drained, milling about and scraping up what was left of their homes, their memories, heirlooms, and such things. It tugged at my heart. Their peaceful lives had been destroyed. A farmer covered in dirt and soot picked up pieces of a fence and stacked them nearby. A little boy, maybe 12, with tawny hair, wiped his eyes and stared.
Sir,
I said,
what happened? Who did this?
The man didn't even turn. He kept working and told his son to look away.
Sir,
I said again. I didn't like to be ignored. I was only trying to help. Sasha put her hand on my arm and led me away.
They're still grieving, she said. And I don't see the mother. Seeing how they've lost a home, you'd think the mother would be near.
Scanning the village of broken wood and busted storehouses, I noticed something else. I didn't see a single woman. Dread filled my chest.
Sasha,
I said,
I don't see any women at all.
She pinched her lips with her fingers.
Oh, dear.
A crease deepened in her brow.
Perhaps one of them can help,
she said, gesturing towards an organized-looking group of men. The legionnaires were a welcome sight. Two soldiers approached on foot, the city of Quintuclan colors and signia emblazoned over their breastplates, matching a small plume on their open-faced helmets.
Dragon! Is that you? Dragon!
A man yelled at the top of his lungs. It was Ben. He ran up to me and gave me a firm embrace.
Easy, Ben. Oh,
he said, patting my arms.
I'm sorry. I'm just so glad to see you. I was worried.
He gasped, eyes widening.
You've got two dragon arms now. That's incredible.
Ahem,
Sasha said. Ben lost his breath. He swallowed a lump, took off his helmet and bowed a little.
So nice to see you again, Sasha. You're even more beautiful than I recall.
Sasha giggled.
Thank you. It's good to see you, too.
Why, Ben,
I said.
You really are a soldier, aren't you?
I patted his armored shoulder.
Complimenting a lady and everything. I'm impressed.
Ben stuck his chin out and grinned. He'd changed. His armor fit well. He'd thickened up in his chest and shoulders. He looked good, like a soldier. He was no longer a lanky son of a farmer, but a strapping young man with some grizzle on his chin.
Nice bow you have there,
I said. Ben had a full quiver of black-feathered arrows and a short bow. He beamed at me.
It's not Akron,
he said,
but it's a good one. I strung it myself, Dragon. I'm actually one of the top marksmen on account of my training and all. The commander says I'll get to train new recruits in the future.
That's great, Ben. I tuned my gaze to the soldier beside him. He was stout and short-bearded, with a heavy axe on his belt.
And who's your friend? Oh, forgive me,
Ben said.
This is Garrison. He's my comrade.
I nodded and said,
nice to meet you, Garrison.
Garrison said, head down.
Don't worry about him, Dragon.
Ben said.
He's not the talker that I am, but he's a fine fighter and wrestler. I've seen him pin a goblin and an orc, one right after the other.
Impressive. Sasha nudged me. Huh? Oh, I said.
Ben, what is...
No, Dragon. You owe him something else, she said.
I do?
Looking at her, I didn't take her meaning right away. But then it hit me.
Oh, I do. I certainly do.
But what I owed him didn't come easy. It was Ben who had dragged me back to the city of Quintuclin after I blacked out. He'd secured the horses as I ordered, ridden me back to safety. He'd done everything by himself, done it right. But saying thanks didn't come easy. He wasn't supposed to save me. I was supposed to save him. I rubbed the back of my neck and said to Ben's friend Garrison,
"Did Ben tell you how he saved my life?"
Garrison nodded. Ben was beaming.
"Ben,"
I said, extending my hand,
"thanks for taking care of me."
He accepted my hand.
"Well, you taught me. Told me all about adventuring and responsibility. It was easy."
"Oh, is that so?"
Sasha said.
"My, you sound like someone I know."
"Don't say it,"
I said.
"I won't,"
she said. Ben tried to hug me again, but I stopped him.
"That's enough of that. Now tell us, what's going on?"
"Ettins, Dragon. Ettins are doing this,"
he said. Sasha looked at me with a funny look on her face.
"Ettins are awfully rare. It doesn't seem likely that Ettins are about."
I had only seen one once before, and I'd gotten little more than a glimpse.
"Really, Ben? How can you be sure? Did you see them?"
He shook his head yes with vigor.
"I swear it, Dragon. I even shot one with my bow. My arrow skipped right off it, like its eyelid was made of stone."
"I don't know. Ettins are pretty big and slow," I said. "You only got one shot off? Not at least three or four?"
"Oh, it's big all right. At least 30 feet tall."
Ben stretched his arms up and held them wide.
"And I only got one shot off because I had to run for my life."
"Why?"
"They're like rolling boulders when they run. They would have crushed us,"
he said.
"So Garrison and I ran. We hid."
It seemed a stretch. The Ettin I'd seen was only 20 feet in height, if that. Maybe just 15.
30 feet tall?"
I said. Both Ben and Garrison nodded their heads yes vigorously. Ben went on in a high-pitched, fast rush.
"And it has two heads, ugly as an orc. Well, kinda. Scary, though. Really scary. It ate a man whole."
"And they kidnapped the women?" Again, they nodded yes. Ben said,
"You believe me, don't you, Dragon?"
"Sure he does,"
Sasha said. "And I believe you, too."
"So,"
I said,
"where is the Ettin you shot at now?"
Ben pointed toward the smoke over the next hill.
"The Legionnaires followed him that way. The commander ordered us to stay put at this village and help out. This isn't the only village to fall. Another burns. They like setting things on fire. Why do they do that?"
I exchanged another odd look with Sasha. "You ever heard of an Ettin raiding a village or stealing women?"
"No,"
she said.
"That makes no sense. Not one bit."
"What does it look like, Ben?"
"Well, like I said, it's really tall. Has two heads."
"We've established that, Ben. Can you tell me a little more? Does it have skin, scales, or fur, a tail? We can't be sure it's an Ettin."
Ben's eyes were growing. Garrison stepped behind me.
"Dragon!"
Brenmar yelled from out of nowhere. The ground shook under my feet. I whipped my head around. Lumbering downhill it came. Two heads, 30 feet tall. It had a squirming legionnaire in one hand and a club the size of a whole tree in the other. It skipped the soldier over the ground like a stone.
There be an Etin,
Brenwar said. He hoisted his warhammer over his head.
Battle ho!